We were so close. 8 teams made serious runs at perfection, and 3 teams were within 10 points from a perfect score. Hey, Pipes.
What's up, coin flip?
Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Studio 1A at the worldwide headquarters of Echo Blade Studios. The world's top players, the world's top teams. The best Magic the Gathering puzzle quest players in the world. The only weekly podcast focusing on the mobile game Magic the Gathering Puzzle Quest. MTG PodQuest. Please welcome a nerd who, well, a nerd. Nerd Thuggery.
Nice to see you coming out of your shell. Broadcasting from our studios in Florida to over 2,000 listeners in 45 countries on 5 continents. Welcome to MTG PodQuest, the world's biggest podcast covering news and events surrounding the mobile game Magic the Gathering Puzzle Quest. Yamame El Nerd Guapo, I'm Nerd Thuggery. 8 teams posted over 98% in Survivors of the Four Tribes Part 1. And 3 teams were within 10 points of perfection. I'll tell you who they were. We'll examine the current streaks of perfection, though I doubt anybody dropped off that list this week. Related to streaks of perfection, I have yet another correction and apology to make. In fact, we'll debut a new segment to the show. And we'll close it out with the weekly results summary from my home coalition, the Gods of Theros. Let us delay no further.
Global team results.
As soon as we saw Survivors of the Four Tribes Part 1 on the schedule, you know we all thought the same thing. Who is going to be first? Which coalition is going to be the first ever to post 20 perfect scores? 8 teams made a run at it, posting scores over 98%. 3 teams came within 10 points. And I know I wasn't the only one watching the scores come in on Discord in the final 5 minutes. It looked like a couple of Black Phoenix teams, You Have One Job and Black Lotus, were going to celebrate a tie for first place with 2,390 points, just 10 points shy of perfection. But with 2 minutes left, out of nowhere, from the ashes, Matthews of Goblin Pile finished his final game, pushing Goblin Pile into first place by 2 points and only 8 points short of perfection. What a finish. Can you imagine starting your game a few minutes before the deadline and staring at that 500 hit point behemoth on the other side of the board, knowing you gotta get it done? Wow, steel cojones, man. Get this, guys. Goblin Pile had 17 perfect scores. Black Lotus and You Had One Job each had 19 perfect scores. Gods of Theros in 5th place had 18 perfect scores. If there is going to be a perfect 20 for 20, this will be the event. All right, overall, 14 teams scored over 95%. These first 8 teams scored 98%. They are
Goblin Pile,
You Have One Job, Black Lotus, Oblivion, The Gods of Theros, MTG Goldfish, Black Vice, Blue Lotus. The remaining 6 teams scored over 95%. They are Teferi, Gods of Theros 2, Team Reckless, Don't Panic, Tormented, White Lotus. What a great event. Very entertaining in the Discord chat rooms. A lot of players watching the results at the very end. And I'll say it again, folks. If you're playing this game and you're not on Discord, why not? You are missing out on the third dimension of the MTGPQ experience, I swear. This week's event is, of course, Survivor of the Four Tribes Part 2.
Streaks of perfection.
Well, currently FC Led Zepp is way ahead of the field when it comes to streaks of perfection. They have 30 straight wins, putting them 15 weeks ahead of Erte and Beckles, who are tied for second on the list. Currently, there are now 13 players who are riding streaks of 10 wins or more. In order, those players are with 30 wins, FC Led Zepp. With 15 wins, Erte. Also with 15 wins, Beckless. With 14 wins, Yogi 85. Also with 14 wins, Bongo the Gray. With 13 wins, Derek Rogers. With 12 wins, Nico. Also with 12 wins, Mary Jane 420. With 11 wins, 6 Iron. Also with 11 wins, Couch Clown. With 11 wins, Valiant. With 10 wins, Callis. Also with 10 wins, Sepulka. Just amazing, guys. Great job. So last week, I proudly announced that only 4 players have ever achieved streaks of perfection of at least 30 consecutive wins. And then I also proudly announced those players as Zibvert, FC Led Zepp, Beckless, and Machine. Well, Zibvert once again has the burden of correcting me, something that happens so frequently that we have a new segment to the show called
Corrections, Errors, and Omissions.
Yes, Zibvert politely reminded me that Machine has only reached 29 wins in a row, and that it was, in fact, Farting Snail who was the 4th player to reach that milestone. I'm beginning to think Zibvert feels I make mistakes just so I can have the opportunity to ask him advice about event strategy. He may be right. Well, as far as I know, that was the only mistake from last week. Let's see how many I can make this week. Nothing new this week on Cards or Planeswalkers because I'm a little short on time. But it's been a few weeks that we've had this set out now, Murders at Karloff Manor. And I feel we're all starting to get a deeper feel for the set. Some of the land cards are remarkable. If you haven't seen some of the rare land cards, check them out. If you want to hear real reviews by real experts, I always like to recommend the YouTube channels by Gazmaster, Nalthazar, Main Loop, and Planeswalker Coach. Their links are in my show notes. We interviewed Paladin Robin last week, the Planeswalker Coach. I've heard a lot of good feedback on that interview. I'm also planning some roundtable-style interviews with those 4 experts. That's coming up in the very near future. I don't rule out special guests in those roundtables as well. And of course, we'll continue to bring you long-form interviews with other personalities in the game. Okay, let's close this out with the weekly report from my home coalition.
The Gods of Theros.
What's up, Gods and Groggers? The gold team was on fire this week. 18 perfect scores. I don't know if we've ever had 18 perfect scores in one event. Not since I've been the court jester around here. Only 30 points from a perfect score. We had 3 in the top 15 and 6 in the top 50. And the Grogs of Theros, those lovable loons in 7, tied their best week ever, placing 38th place. This is the first time GOT7 has been in the top 40 2 weeks in a row. The new team leader, Boromak, must be spiking the grog. Okay, Dodge has performed his analysis and submitted his report.
The Throne of Perfection.
These gods just won't let up. 4, count them, 4 gods with perfect win streaks of at least 10 at the same time. I'll put it another way. There are 13 players in the world right now with win streaks over 10, and 4 of those 13 players call the Gods of Theros their home. Make sure to wear your eclipse glasses when you peer up at the mountain of supreme badassery this week. You might see the likes of Derek Rogers at 13, 6 Iron at 11, Couch Clown at 11, and Sepulka with 10 straight wins, blinding the rest of us with their godly majesty. The Throne of Perfection is still simmering too, with Sangwoo Lee at 8 wins, and now Jay Truant with 5, showing the rest of us how it's done. And how about that gold team, folks? 18 gods with perfect scores this week. A ridiculously regal 55 members of Gods of Theros ascended the coveted Throne of Theros with perfect scores of 120 this week. Including Trash Bear, 6 Iron, Danny Crow, Sangwoo Lee, Svitanda, Couch Clown, Ninja Sid, Derek Rogers, Cave Den, Sepulka, V Drake, Jay Truon, Inura, oh my god, puppies, E-E-A-A-J-J, The Poet Big Bill, Vito, Voodoo, Phoenix, Mr. Snuggles, Amorphous, Bento Box, Craig Kinzel, Imperial, Big Ben, Raistlin, Nano89, Imagine, Mimi,
Amy.
Mork, 90.
Black Dragon.
Razuishu.
Nomish Chrome.
EBC7.
Elvis.
Soul Twist.
Schemer.
Star 12.
Neil M.
Dolio.
Fizdaloop.
Nerd Thuggery.
Call Me Clem.
Ooh. Zeke.
Quicksilver.
Shrike.
Boromac.
CM9009.
Yusu.
Dodge U.
Unko Sama.
Hoonis.
Scald Strider.
Buffalo Dave.
P Nizzle.
That's the most perfect scores we've ever had for a perfect event. Great performance, guys. A rambunctiously rabid 14 members claim the demigod status, scoring 95% or more, including Kumashi,
G.G. Allen,
Gamer1919,
Roey51,
Den Johan,
Frog Smasher,
Targriel,
Abner,
Sean SST,
Gimerov,
Tyler Nall,
Pen,
Helios,
Twitchy Witch.
Another ruthlessly riddled 41 avatars scored 75% or more. Great performance, guys. Let's break down the team performances.
The gold team.
18 gods with perfect scores. Team performance was 98. Top performers, we have 6 gods with a perfect 100 rating. With Derek Rogers, 6 Iron, Sepulka, Couch Clown, Sangwoo Lee, and Jay Truant. That puts our gold team at 5th place in the world this event. Player movement has Soul Twist and Kung Fu Chuck moving to the silver team.
The silver team.
9 gods with perfect scores. 5 demigods at 95%. Team performance was 96. Top performers, Star 12 at 97 and Superfly and Dolio at 96. That puts our silver team at 10th place in the world for this event. Player movement this week has Star 12 and Superfly moving up to the gold team. Fireboy and Demosthenes are moving to the bronze team.
The bronze team!
7 gods with perfect scores, 4 demigods at 95%. Team performance was 94. Top performers, Tyler Nall at 94 and Helios and Crimson King at 93. And that puts the bronze team at 15th place in the world this event. Player movement has Crimson King and G.G. Allen moving up to the silver team, Fueron and Caveden moving to GOT4.
The Quad Squad.
10 gods with perfect scores, 2 demigods at 95%. Team performance was 84. Top performers are V-Drake at 92, Inuaroth at 91, and EEAAJJ and Vito tied at 90. The Quads of Theros took 28th place in the world this event. Player movement has V-Drake and EEAAJJ moving up to the bronze team. Kinden moving to GOT5. And Nuaroth will return to his happy home in the Grogs of Theros.
El Cinco de Theros!
7 gods with a perfect score, 1 demigod at 95%. Performance rating of 89. The top performers, Black Dragon at 99, Nomish Krom at 96, and Elvis at 89. The Cinco placed 23rd in the world this event. Player movement has Elvis and Bopper moving up to GOT4. Call Me Clem returning to the Grogs in 7, and Black Dragon taking flight to GOTB or wherever he damn well pleases, because he's Black Dragon, yo.
The Hexagods of Theros.
1 demigod at 95%. Performance rating of 51. Top performer, Ozzy. Oh, geez. Ozzy, I'm going to say Kizil Rimmick. I know Clem said something when he recruited. You're going to go by Ozzy, okay? Ozzy at 90. Penn at Penn. Now I'm all flustered. Penn and Magan Reven at 84. The Hexagods placed 51st in the world this event. Player movement this event has Ozzy and Gernhardt moving up to GOT5.
The Grogs of Theros.
3 gods with perfect scores, 1 demigod at 95%, a performance rating of 62. Top performers were Quicksilver at 96, Marino at 86, Boromac at 83. The Grogs of Theros tied for their best showing ever at 38th place in the world. Player movement has TEB, Finbog, and Yusu moving up to the Hexagods in 6. Quicksilver will substitute for Dodge on the Silver team while Dodge takes a much-deserved vacation for a couple of weeks. I'd like to take a moment to thank a few gods in our ranks who selflessly tolerate the pleas of our leadership every Friday afternoon while we scramble to fill holes in our rosters. Inevitably, each week, we end up with incomplete rosters because, hey, we're managing almost 150 players and sometimes real life happens and a few players aren't able to respond to our requests for them to move to their new team. This leaves us scrambling to fill the rosters because even a single empty slot can knock you down 10 or more places in the weekend events. So, when we need help, we have a few very selfless players who always seem to keep their devices close at hand on Friday afternoon when me or Derek Rogers or Dodge start panicking, and they always come to our rescue. Most of these players are top-ranked players who are agreeing to play well below their station when they come to our rescue. Those players include Black Dragon, Inuaroth, Quicksilver, Marino, Soul Twist, and Call Me Clem. You guys are some of the facets that make the jewel that is the Gods of Theros shine as bright as it does. Thank you so much, guys. Hey, do you want to be one of those facets on the jewel that is the Gods of Theros? Do you want to join us? Just use the search feature in the game for coalitions and type in Gods of the and hit enter, and your list will populate with our open coalitions. If you see openings in Gods of Theros 7, Gods of Theros 6, or even Gods of Theros B or C, jump right in, we'll say hi. We have two rules in the Gods of Theros. Play in the weekend coalition event and don't be a dick. Once you are a member of the Gods of Theros, you have access to the exclusive portions of our Discord server, which is a great resource for deck building and event strategy. We are always discussing card combos, planeswalkers, mechanics, and strategies for coalition events. Hey, do you want to know what decks Derek Rogers or Mork 90 or Sangwoo Lee or Sepulka are using to post perfect scores in the coalition events? Or Six Iron or Couch Clown or Quicksilver as they continue to mount their assault on the Throne of Perfection? Or Black Dragon, who has been a 99%er for years? Or Oh My God Puppies? Oh, did I say that wrong? Or Oh My God Puppies, who's a nice guy who builds such rude decks? Even retired legends such as Poppy and Ampersand still have their decks and advice posted in the deck channels of our server. This Discord server is not new. It's been up for years, collecting wisdom on these events. It's right there for you when you become a member of the Gods of Theros. Join the coalition and send Derek Rogers or me, Nerd Thuggery, a friend request on Discord so we can get you set up. All right, this episode's mashup was performed by my favorite mashup artist, Benjamin Veltz. He's on all the big socials as Bass Farer. Check out his YouTube. He plays all the instruments in these mashups. Very entertaining videos. Dodge U is the maestro of the Dodge U is the maestro of mathematics for the Gods of Theros coalition event results and writes the summary with pugnacious pugnaciousness. Shut up, I'm running out of adjectives. Pipes is known to his mother as Jeffrey Smith. He's been doing this for decades. You've heard his voice in radio and TV ads. You can find him on Fiverr. Additional writing for this episode by Dodge U. Additional research provided by Dodge U, Lars 70, and Zibvert. This podcast is produced by Echo Blade Studios. I'm Nerd Thuggery. Be sure to like, subscribe, write a nice review, all that good stuff. Links to all the content creators are in my show notes. Good luck this weekend with Soft Part 2. Say it with me, Pipes.
So long, nerds.
On a trip, cause another brother noticed me. I'm up on him, you're up on me, don't pay.